It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and today I have Norma Procaroni with Price City Library here to talk to me about some really fun events that are coming up. How are you, Norma?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
So you sent me kind of a list of things that are coming up, and this is kind of a popular thing, your Dr. Seuss celebration.
It is. We do it every year, and we work in conjunction with the Help Me Grow people out of Utah County. And they work with United Way to help parents get information out to the public regarding their children, health care, and child development, and that kind of stuff. And the parents get to talk to the people that help me grow, and we get to play with the kids.
So it's like they get to find out some resources that are
correct.
Available for them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a free event.
It is. It is free.
And where's it going to be held at?
It's going to be held at the Peace Gardens on March 5th,
and
which is Monday.
And what time will that be?
It will be from 11 to 12:30.
11 to 12:30. And mm-hmm. Is there a cost?
There is not. We try to keep everything the library does free.
And so, what age group are you kind of focusing on with this?
Well, usually it's going to be preschool because it's going to be in the middle of the day,
okay,
in the morning. So, and that's usually what they focus on, is up to 8 years of age. They help me grow people. They focus on that age range.
All right. And this gets bigger and bigger each year, doesn't it?
It has been.
And it kind of depends on the weather as well. Have you noticed that? I know.
It has.
Wasn't it last year it was really cold?
Last year we actually had to go inside, but that was the first year we ever had to go in.
That's what I was thinking.
And the way things are looking this year, we might be able to play outside.
Oh, that'll be good, though.
That would be
fun. Kids love to be outside. So what else do we have going on besides the Dr. Seuss celebration?
Well, we have our standard story times, Monday and Wednesday at 11, and then Thursday at 1. We also have big plans coming up for our summer reading program during the summer. It's Libraries Rock this year.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
we're going to have
a little catchy
title. So we're hoping to have lots of music and, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, we'll do other things, like maybe even some geology stuff, that kind of affair to link it all together. But usually we have a really good time. And, of course, the active reentry brings their paws animals down.
And that's a popular event.
It is.
People really like that. The kids especially, I think.
They do. They do. It's very helpful for the children to be able to read to an animal, because the animal doesn't stop and correct them every time they make a mistake.
Right.
So they're reading what they want, you know, at the rate they want to read it. And the animals just sit there in their lap and...
Oh, well, good deal.
Drink it all up. They just
and what
it.
Date is that going to be?
That's going to start Wednesday at the same time as our summer reading program. It usually starts the week after our summer reading program starts, which is probably the first week in June, the first Wednesday, and that's usually at 1:30.
And that's going to be for the remainder of the summer?
Uh-huh, just the summer. Mm-hmm.
And you'll come back and talk to me about your
summer
events.
I will
events.
Do that. That's not a problem at all. It'll be fun to do that.
So you just... was it last year you just went through remodeling of your basement?
We did. We finally,
and how did that? It's all done?
It is finally done. It looks beautiful. If you haven't had a chance to come in, come down and look at it. Not only did we hit the basement, but we hit the upstairs a little bit. So new desk, that kind of affair. And
so what do you have downstairs now?
It's all the children's materials.
Oh, wow.
All except for the nonfiction. And so we have our story time down there. Our after-school programs are down there. And it's just been really fun. It's been really fun, too.
So you've got a librarian that's stationed down there at all times?
You know, we don't. We usually have someone go down there when there's someone down there.
Oh, okay.
And that way we can cover staffing on two floors.
All right. Well, that's neat that you have a little section just for the kiddos.
They are, yeah.
And what else do we have going on over there?
Well, I have some super secret stuff, but I can't tell you what it is.
I know. You told me that.
I know. Super secret. Super secret.
So when can we know about the secret stuff?
Probably soon.
Okay, so
I just barely started talking to my supervisor. They have some really, really great ideas on stuff to do upstairs make it, you know, a little more community based.
Okay.
So that'll be really fun. We're
so
really
this is something
forward.
That's going to benefit everybody.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, you're going to have to come back once you get it all nailed down, the plans worked out, things are good to go. You'll have to come back and talk with me about
it. I can do
it.
That. I can do that.
Well, all right. Is there anything else you want to add?
Just that we're there, please come down and visit with us. We've got a lot of digital materials now, books. We just got a brand new subscription to magazines. online, so you can download your magazines and do that.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful.
Watch our Facebook page because we highlight a new magazine or one of the editions of a magazine every 2 weeks.
And, of course, they can always find out activities and times and all that.
Call us. Yep. Hit our Facebook, call us, hit our webpage. We're everywhere.
All right, perfect. Well, I think it's wonderful that you've got some fun things coming up. And I'm excited for you to come back and tell me about the secret stuff.
I will do that.
Because it sounds like it's going to be pretty exciting.
It is going to be.
All right, Norma, thank you so much for coming by. All right,
thank you, folks. You
heard it. Price City Library's got some fun stuff going on Monday, March 5th, the Dr. Seuss Celebration. And this is open for preschoolers and their parents. And it starts at 11 a.m. and goes till 12:30. It's going to be lots and lots of fun. So you want to be sure to go and be a part of this, the kids. And parents will have a chance to find out some services maybe they didn't know about. So go and be a part of that. That is on Monday. And then, of course, while you're at it, if you hadn't had a chance to check out the brand new remodel of the basement, you want to be sure to take a little peek at that. And I'm sure the librarians will be happy to take you down there and show you around of any of the new stuff. So, and plan on a great summer reading program this summer. And Norma will come back and talk to me about that. And nail down some dates and some fun stuff throughout the summer. So this has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this Castle Country Focus and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.